A new study finds rates of breast cancer screening in the United States have dropped significantly. Mammographies were down 4% in 2005. This comes after steady increases in screening from 39% in 1987 to 70% in 2000. Writing in the journal Cancer, Nancy Breen with the National Cancer Institute says various factors could explain the downward trend.
Some suggested causes are that insurance rates may be changing. There may be declines in insurance. There is a decline among women with public health insurance. The decline is faster than in the general population of women 40 and older.
One surprise was a 7% drop for women between 50 and 64 who have more income, education, and greater access to health care. Breen says one reason might be complacency following well-publicized news reports that the incidence of breast cancer was on the decline.
But I think it's important to say that those incidence rates are within the population and they don't have to do with individual risk. The risk of breast cancer is the same.
The risk currently is 8-1 among American women. Each year, 40,000 women die from the disease. Breen says mammography screening is the best tool to detect cancer early when it is far more treatable.
98% of women diagnosed with breast cancer at stage 1 are alive 5 years later.
Breen is troubled by the falling mammography rates.
We feel that it's going to be extremely important to continue to monitor this. And also, we need to try to develop interventions that are appropriate for the reasons that they're not getting mammograms.
Mammograms are used to screen healthy women for breast cancer and in combination with frequent self-exams are recommended once a year for all women over the age of 40. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.